Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Intermission. He'll be back. He's joining Mike Bush for a special show, a special taping of a show, and we'll tell you about the details. Dave will be back in a little bit, by the way, maybe here by 3:30, maybe around when Dave Murray's going to join us for the weather. I don't know about you guys. I don't know if I want to hear any more from Dave Murray today. He's just going to tell us how much it's going to suck for the next 5 days or whatever. No, I like hearing from Dave because he's not controlling that. He's just the messenger. We don't need to heat up the messenger.
That's what he wants us to believe.
Yeah, Janelle is in for the, are you hanging out? You just doing your normal hangout?
Sure.
I was going to say for the hour, but I don't want to assume.
Sure.
So Janelle's going to hang out with us for a bit. We'll talk some movies. Obviously, Dave at 3:30. Dave Glover will be back momentarily. I shouldn't say that. He'll be back soon. Mike Elam's going to join us at 4 o'clock. So we got a really busy, normal kind of Thursday afternoon on DGS. So what are we talking about today, Janelle?
Fantastic Four. It's a good time to be a comic book fan at the movies, if that's what you like.
So this one's good.
This one is good. I mean, I know it's not a high bar to jump over, because I think 2005 was rated 27% or 23%.
It was bad.
2007 with the Smoke Galactus was rated at 37%.
Which one? Who was in that one?
Jessica Alba. It was just the number two.
So it's the same people, but that was the second of those.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't like any of those characters at all.
No, they were
bad. Although what's his name was pretty good as the Thing.
Michael Chiklis.
Because he kind of gives you that vibe.
Yeah, so, and then 2015 had Miles Teller, Michael B. Jordan, and that was rated a 9% at Rotten Tomatoes. So, again, not a high bar that this has to jump over. But, yes, I think it's definitely going in the right direction again for Marvel. And I know people are saying, do we have superhero fatigue? I don't think so. I think we just had bad writing fatigue.
I've always wondered, too, like, the challenge when you're doing these big narratives and doing this. When you're doing that many movies, you are going to spit out some bad ones.
Well,
I mean, even in the first run-up to Avengers Endgame, there were movies in there I didn't even bother to see because they just looked stupid.
Yeah, Thor. I mean, people forget that, like, Thor Dark World came out during that time. There was, I don't think a lot of people liked Iron Man 2. I mean, there were misses. And as the audience, we hold some of the blame, because when these movies were coming out and they were good, more of them were good than bad, we wanted more and more and more. And then they started pumping out more and more and more with series and movies and stuff like that. And then the quality went down. And then everybody was like, whoa, how about you give us less and more quality? And I think they're moving back, because I think this is the last Marvel movie, and I know there's series coming out this year, but last Marvel movie until next year's Spider-Man and Doomsday come out. So they're giving us a bit of a break. And I think it was smart. I think they took the time with this Fantastic Four movie. I know this and X-Men were his goals and his pet projects that Kevin Feige was aiming for. So I had a feeling he wasn't going to allow this to screw up because if this went bad, then you're not looking good for the next few years.
Because this is a big part of what's coming for the next big amalgamation
this is Marvel movies. Phase six of the Marvel movies. So, yes, it's... And I know you're like you said, your concern is like, well, the Fantastic Four just really doesn't do it for you.
Like, it's not a group that like it's not a lore that I'm all that attracted to.
Sure. And that's fair.
But even with that, this is probably still okay.
I think it's definitely okay. I think don't even know about the characters, you'll enjoy it. I think it leans heavily like people, I don't want to say compare it to like Interstellar. I know how some people feel about their Christopher Nolan movies, but definitely it has, as far as space exploration, you can go to, like I said, the Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, Star Trek movies, Interstellar, Contact, Arrival. It has that fun space exploration vibe. Galactus, for the first time that we get to actually see him, looks great on screen. They did a great job with that. I think it was smart of them to use practical effects when they show him walking, kind of destroying New York like Godzilla. They used miniatures. They had actually this Ralph Ines go through, you know, the set and knock over buildings. And it looks good.
I bet
that
was fun.
Yeah, I bet it was fun too. And the score, the Michael Giacchino, the score can't be celebrated enough. I think what he does with this is he takes it and he just elevates this movie. It sounds great. It looks fun. There are a little few CGI hiccups with the baby, but it's to be expected because the scenes that the baby,
you can't have
are
a real baby
right,
in them, yeah.
flying through the air.
Yeah, probably not great.
And being squeezed by Galactus. That doesn't happen. There's no spoilers. There are things that you're like, oh, I wish it would have been a little bit better. But as far as what Marvel had been putting out up until Thunderbolts, I think we're definitely heading back.
So, because you liked that one too.
I did.
I didn't see that one yet, but that's I'm going to when we get to the video streaming.
Different vibe. Yeah. I mean, completely. This one's much brighter. Again, it's like the Superman. I think they're going back to bright.
It's like a nostalgic twist, right?
Yeah. Like it's just comic book accurate as far as when you would open the pages of a comic book, it would be bright. The colors were, you know. And so, yeah, we're definitely getting away from that, the 2013, 2015, where everything was dark, Man of Steel, the Fantastic Four, when that was out. So, yeah, it's fun. And I don't want this to become a Superman versus Fantastic Four. It's just, if you enjoy movies, go out and just have a good time. Just enjoy the movie. It's entertainment.
And it's out this week, right?
Yeah, it's out today, in fact.
Like midnight shows and stuff?
No, I think probably the earliest, probably like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon now.
Right.
Like Thursday, your Friday release has now come out at like Tuesday in the afternoon. So that and I think Together might come out next
week.
Ooh,
I want to see that.
I saw that one too.
Can you talk about it yet?
Yeah. Yeah. It was less, I am not a big body horror fan. I get really easily eaved out by
and
that.
And this one looks particularly bad.
Yeah. Even the posters look really bad.
I want to see the movie, but every clip I see of the movie, I end up looking away. So maybe I don't want to see
this. Did you see The Substance?
No, I still have not seen The Substance.
Okay. The Substance, I think, is worse. I don't think this... I felt like seeing the poster and the lead up to this, it was going to be super horrific. It is definitely a horror story, obviously. But it's not as gross as what I expected it to be. But it can make you squeamish at times. It is definitely... Yeah, don't eat during the movie. which I made the mistake of doing at the Alamo. So that... Yeah, and that has Alison Brie and Dave Franco. And I can't remember if they're married or if they're just together.
I believe they're married.
Okay.
Is it like one of those... I'm always curious when a married couple does a movie together. Like, does that come through? Is it weird? Are you thinking, like, are they only doing this because they're married?
I think your concerns are valid because I had the same concern going into this, too. Because a lot of times when you find out that couples are married or together and then they... perform together in a movie, series, whatever. Sometimes actually the chemistry can be off and you're like, I can't believe these two people are together, you know, or it's just, you guys are together. Are you pulling back? Why is this not believable to me? And they actually, I was going to say, they're very convincing as a couple, but they are a couple. So yeah, but they complement each other well as far as acting. Because, I mean, I know Dave Franco from, like, 21 Jump Street. Mm-hmm. And, like, those goofier type of
Neighbors
movies.
Or...
Right. And I'm not... Alison Brie, yes, she was in Community, but then also I think she was in Glow. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she has a little bit more acting chops, I would say, than Dave Franco. But they definitely complement each other on screen, but it's a different take on a horror movie for sure. It's interesting to look at.
I've not liked a lot of the quote different takes on horror movies.
What would you consider it? I'm just saying, like, I haven't
like
seen
Get Out.
Story.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it like other people did. As an example, like, it wasn't terrible by any means. It was good. It was entertaining, but like, people made it out like this is the scariest, shocking thing in the world, and they did the same thing with like Barbarian. There was another one too. Like, this is the scariest movie in a decade. And like, no, it's not.
It's hard to scare. I think they've kind of. The jump scares are a little, well, one, I think they've been overused a lot of times in movies, and sometimes it kind of loses its narrative when all you're just doing is like trying to see if you can build up that tension to the point of somebody jumping, and then like you have no story behind it. But did you see Long Legs?
That one I did not enjoy at all.
Really?
It was fine at moments, and I thought Nick Cage was great.
Sure.
But I just, a lot of it was like, it doesn't make any sense to me, and it's not scary because it doesn't make sense. What I did like one of the more modern ones that I liked a lot, I think we've talked about it before on the show, maybe not with you, Janelle, but Rach, I think we might have, but The Black Phone I loved.
Okay.
I thought that was really good.
There's a lot of people
like,
yeah, and they're doing a second one, yeah.
I like it because it's the combination of, I know it's got a little of the spookiness to it.
Sure.
But it's also like kind of real too.
Right.
I like real fear more than
supernatural
focus.
If for it to be a true horror movie, it has to have a supernatural element. A lot of the rest of the stuff is just considered
and
suspense.
I'm fine with a little bit of it if you do it well, right?
Right.
Like Exorcist does it well. That's an old movie, but I mean, it does it well.
Late Night with the Devil. Did you see that?
I don't know if I saw that one or not.
I didn't think that one was too scary, but I thought it was a fun horror movie.
I don't know if I saw that one or not.
I think some people are just tired of the same story being told when it comes to horror.
Yeah.
You're going to have the boogeyman, but I think just people want to see. I mean, I know like the Saw movies, I don't really like that where it's just grotesque.
The first one wasn't bad because it's like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Sure, because
it's a
different.
But then every other one's the same movie.
Right, right. It's when it starts to get into like, okay.
How many different ways can we kill people?
Yeah, it's when everything starts to become kind of the Freddy Krueger of horror where you're like, all right, we've seen this before.
Right.
But yeah, no, I think those have been pretty decent. Again, it's a good time to go to the movies and enjoy yourself for 2 hours. It's a short. Fantastic Four is under 2 hours.
Oh.
I know. I think it's an hour 55, hour 50, 55.
Huh.
Has two credit scenes. You don't really have to stay for the very, very last one. You're really not missing out on anything if you don't see it. But the first one, you definitely should
see. You definitely want to see the first of those
post-credits
trailers.
Post-credits scenes, yes.
All right, great. Janelle hanging out with us. You can find Janelle on all social medias and just by going to the Google Holy L. That's Holy, E-L-L-E. You can find her anywhere on all of those platforms. And she'll be hanging with us here as we go through the 3 o'clock hour on KMOX.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Thursday. So I took about 45 minutes off and ran over to KSDK and did my Mike Bush's podcast. And there you have it. So that should air in about 6 weeks. We'll let you guys know when it does.
The Dave intermission is over.
Yeah.
That's what Liz has been calling it.
Was it emotional? The intermission.
You know me.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm looking at you and I'm like, that was.
Yeah, and Mike was like, so, because Mike and I know each other.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm doing this so I can get away from the news, get away from the bad stuff. Let's just have a good time. Next thing you know, we're both crying.
Kevin, get over there and tickle him. Get him, because you can tell he's just sitting in it.
Yeah, so
you're just sitting in it right now.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
Do you know when it drops?
About 6 weeks.
Okay.
So they said they're about three behind.
Some production. Yeah, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So you're in the can now.
Yes. I'm in the can. No fixing that.
In TV and radio, that just means it's done already.
But Mike and I, like Rach, you've been there when I've interviewed Mike and vice versa, like when he did the making a difference thing about Minota hospice stuff. Like, we just kind of bring it out of each other. Like, we've known each other for a really long time. And, you know, not like we're besties, but we're good enough friends that we're like past the superficial.
Gotcha.
But he did like, you know, word association, which never do with Dave Glover, because it's not going to be like monkeys. It'll be like failure.
Sadness.
Death. Eternity in hell.
The Beatles.
When I say beach ball, Satan. So, yeah. It was good. It was fun.
Nice.
It was really good. What'd I miss?
So we just talked about Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Janelle says good.
Yay.
Good. I've been hearing nothing but good things.
It is. Great space movie.
I was selling her on the break on Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you continued?
Like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
First season still, right?
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
I like it a lot.
And it gets better. Like, the first four or five are good, and then you're like, oh, wow, this gets even better.
I hate the start of anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you guys like that?
Sometimes.
Some people love the start of things.
Yeah.
Shows, I get you. Like, it's always a little, but you just kind of have to buckle up and know that it's going to be a little rough for a couple. They've got to iron out, like, they got to figure out where their parameters are.
But there are some shows, like, I rewatched for the third time Deadwood all the way through just in the last couple weeks. But that starts right away, boom, it's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the first episode, you're
like, how many shows have you recommended to someone and you go,
oh, yeah.
Now at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll take a little bit.
I think Breaking Bad's a little that way. Mm. I mean, because it's
It's such a good show.
No, it is, and it gets good pretty fast, but the first few...
Sure. It's always... Yeah, because you've got world building you got to do. You got to get character development.
Yeah. I would say that's like the one show where I don't agree with that.
Really? I mean, it was interesting from the go, but it wasn't
they like melt somebody in a bathtub by like the second episode.
Yeah, that's true.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it's been
enough. You need to watch that one.
No, it's been enough time. I think...
it's 20-ish years. I think it's fine.
Is it that long?
2007.
Get out!
Yep.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's move on from that.
Don't like that.
From the bathtub melting?
No, from the fact that that was almost 20 years ago.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. You guys know what corn sweat is?
Yes.
Have you talked about it?
Yeah, it's Superman, yeah.
That's corn sweat.
Do you know this, Rach?
I do not know what corn sweat is.
Each stalk of corn has 4 gallons of water in it. And each acre has like 7,000 stalks or something. And so in farming areas, you have so much more humidity during the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And they call it corn sweat.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I thought it was Superman.
Can you taste the corn in the air whenever the corn's sweating?
Yes. Yeah, you can.
Interesting. Kinda like
that. Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, DGS KMOX. Just spent 45 minutes of the show over at KSDK doing Mike Bush's podcast. Jake Kennedy says, Dave coming back to finish the show is one of the biggest surprises in 24 years of this.
I agree with that.
Pretty good.
Jake, I didn't see that earlier.
You are not wrong. I'm a little surprised myself.
We all thought, you know what, he's never going to show
back. Yeah, we'll be lucky if he comes back tomorrow.
That was funny.
And in all candor, tonight I have one of my charity baseball packages I put together every year.
Ooh.
If I didn't have that, I'd be long gone.
Yeah. Might as well stay downtown.
I got to go to the ball game. Yeah.
I couldn't walk across the street. The traffic was terrible.
It was terrible. Do you know how far away KSDK is? Yeah, Dave, I name dropped you during it, and Rachel, and Kevin, and Andrew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Trish.
Feeling fancy.
No, we're talking
in
about...
In a good way, I hope.
Yes. I'm like, you know, hey, you know that
son of a bitch,
Dave Murray?
If I didn't have to carry these suckers around.
Janelle sitting there like, engineer.
You're right. It's like, thanks for bringing up Trish when she's not
you
sitting
guy,
here.
And you, guy with wrench. No, we're just kind of talking about the phenomenon that local talent is no longer king. And back when you guys were doing it in the 70s and 80s, and even before you, the Chris Condons and the Dick Fords, like... You know, it's a whole different level of celebrity.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the day of, the day of network and local news, it's over. It really is over. I mean, it's still going to exist, but it's over.
I was
going to
say, yikes.
I still honestly believe, and there is a feeling in the industry, that in my lifetime, that there may only be one station left in each market that does news.
Do you think, I know there's a lot of shenanigans with the Stephen Colbert and Donald Trump and all that, but do you think that part of it just sort of foreshadows what you're talking about? Losing late night?
Oh, yeah, losing audience. Just losing, you know, what drives, as you guys know, you're in the radio, what drives your show is commercial.
Yeah.
It's ads. And in order to get a decent price, you have to have a good audience. And if your audience is fading away, just for whatever reason, other sources, lack of interest, whatever the case, well, those ad rates go down. And in turn, everything else goes down with it.
What is, and Janelle, I need you for this one, what entertainment wise, and I mentioned Janelle right off the bat.
They might edit that out.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. No, that's already on the floor.
I won't listen for it. That's for sure.
No, but what is huge other than TikTok? Like, what in entertainment is bigger than it's ever been other than like TikTok?
I think YouTube is still pretty huge.
Yeah.
I mean, like movies, I would say, are not as big as they used to be. At least not to me.
I think it's slowly coming back after COVID. I think you do see a set of people, especially on social media, that they really enjoy talking about movies, whether they see them in the theater or at home. But I still think streaming, whether it be home and you know, or at the theater, I think it's people still out there talking about movies at a high rate.
Do you think it's changed? I feel like movies changed like sports have.
Sure.
Where the out-of-home experience is not as special compared to the gap between in-home and out-of-home is not what it used to be.
Yeah.
Where your experience on your couch with your big screen HD LCD TV and your sound system and the fact that the bathroom's right there and your food is free... That's what college sports especially are having a big problem with that. College football is having a big problem with that. And the NFL is dealing with some of that too, that people love that experience at home so much. It's so good. I feel that's how I feel about movies. Like I used to go to everything and now I just go to the really big ones.
I would agree. It's just, I think there's, I mean, obviously there's vastly a huge difference between watching a sports game at home, and watching a movie at home, because again, a movie has a flow, whereas you can miss maybe a couple plays in
sport. Yeah, and you can stop it and start
it. But unless stopping and starting a movie, a lot of times can affect the entire watching experience of that movie. And it can make what everybody says was a great movie, you could be like, I don't understand the point of this, because you've stopped it and started it and you've gotten distracted by your phone, or you've got to take the dogs out, or you just didn't, you looked away from the TV for a few minutes. It's a different experience. I still think that theater rules over TV.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. The problem I've run into is when I go to the theater now is human beings forgot how to behave in a movie theater.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So all those things you're talking about as distractions, that's the person next to me talking live on their phone during the movie, or they have the, they're texting, but the sound is on. It's like tick, 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 tick.
Do you guys think
I literally had to yell at somebody at the theater last time I was there? Like, stop.
That this is true, and I base this really solely on TikTok, but I will marvel at how many followers someone has for doing the dumbest stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Or showing their boobs, or like, it's so obvious. But I find very few existential thinkers that have a million followers. Like, are we just, do we just need that at this point in life?
I just think of, like you guys had discussed earlier, it's just, I think we say we want intellectualism, but that is not where,
it's not proven.
It's not what we're putting our attention to.
Yeah. Dave, MH89 online says, Dave Murray, how sick are you of talking about the heat?
Oh, I love talking about weather, Mitch. Yeah, that's just, yeah. I know that's Mitch, right?
Mitch, yeah, that's Mitch.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your guy.
I love talking about any kind of weather. And you know what? With the extreme heat warning, which we've been saying all week long is going to get expanded, it's expanded now until next Tuesday, Tuesday evening. So it's really not going away. That I'm not going to get to that yet. There is a little hope, but I want to get to the forecast here first. Okay, very warm, very humid. The city does not get below 80 degrees tonight, 77. No thunderstorms tonight. All the thunderstorms are up around Chicago or Kansas City right now. There's nothing around us at all. Friday, partly sunny, hot and humid, 95. But I'm still expecting a little uptick in scattered thunderstorms Friday afternoon, anytime after 2 o'clock or so. Not for everybody, but where they pop, they'll produce some very heavy rain and some lightning over a short period of time. 95 for the high. The record's 108 from 2012. Very warm, very humid Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to lump them together. Partly sunny, hot, and humid. Each afternoon could bring a spot storm, but I don't think it's going to be much over the weekend. 97 on Saturday, 98 on Sunday. No reason why this dome of high pressure, it gets stronger Monday and Tuesday, so the heat could be a little bit stronger. Lack of thunderstorms also. But there are some signs there is a cold front that wants to try to penetrate this dome of high pressure come Wednesday of next week. It's a long way off to be talking about a strong cold front. But it's there. At least there are some signs of it. If it were to happen, we would be noticeably cooler come probably Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, Friday of next week. Now, noticeably cooler could be 89, 90 degrees. It's just, you know, it's all relative. I don't get my hopes up about these things until they're almost on the doorstep. So it's there. I threw it out there. Fine.
You've done it.
I've done it.
Take it or leave it.
You're right.
So 89, 90 would be what a normal July would be?
Just about. Yeah. Yeah. 80, upper 80s would be good. But, you know, when we're talking 95, when you say it will be a little bit cooler, they do have to put that in perspective.
And how much does the corn sweat affect?
Yeah, what about the corn sweat? You know this?
Corn sweat is, I've never heard of that before. I've learned, as I do almost every day on the Dave Glover Show,
I learn
something almost every day.
Yeah.
It really, really pollutes my mind, but I learn something every day.
Edumacation.
It may not be something you want in your head, but it's
right,
there.
Right. But you know what? I will remember corn sweat the rest of my life now.
That's what we do.
Man.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question, but I know you're going to screw me over, so I'm not even going to ask it.
You know he's not going to be nice.
It's not nice. It's just I know the answer. Like, I'm just trying. I'm looking for...
looking for the moon again.
Basically.
There we go.
I'm looking for, like, you know, 60s, 70s, and I know you're going to say September can be one of our hottest months, and it's just going to depress me.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? September can... We haven't had an extremely hot September in a long time.
So we're due.
Yeah.
I feel like October...
I don't know if we're due, but, you know, consistently great weather, late September, all of October.
I feel like October was really hot last year. Am I crazy?
October last year was hot. You're absolutely correct.
Andrew, you need to shut your mouth right now.
You're nuts.
Don't give him any ideas.
Are you hearing yourself? You sound insane.
We have a talk with him after the show.
I will.
I didn't say a word, Andrew. Everybody else jumped on it.
Rachel's my enforcer.
That's what we were missing the last couple days.
That's
enforcement.
Right.
Speaking of, Rachel, are you feeling better?
Yes, Dave. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm feeling much, much better. But the past 2 days were pretty rough.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What do you think it was? Think you got a little virus?
I think it had to have been a virus because I didn't eat anything that I wasn't also eating.
Yeah, you had like that pepperoni Lunchable.
That Lunchable might have been it.
I was gonna say,
I will
man.
Not be finishing the rest of those Lunchables, but I think I picked up a little virus maybe from one of my sweet little nieces.
Rach
over
is
the
so
weekend.
Sweet. She opened up her Lunchable and offered me some, and I swear there were two Ritz crackers, one piece of cheese, and one pepperoni. I really, for the comedic effect, just wanted to make a little sandwich out of it and take the whole thing.
Share my humble lunch with you, sir.
It was. It was like two death row inmates or something. I found a bug, Papillon. Would you like half?
I stole a lunch from a mouse earlier, and I just was wondering if you wanted some.
You want to do headlines on the other side?
Yeah, we probably don't have time to really get... Well, let's do one. Can we do one with Dave Murray? Because he said he gets excited about all types of weather.
Mm-hmm.
So NASA Pro... Oh, by the way, headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. NASA probes will study how solar wind triggers potentially dangerous space weather. So this is a new mission called Tracers, and it aims to study the complex interactions between the solar wind and Earth's magnetic field, known as magnetic reconnection, to better predict space weather.
Cool.
Is that for our trips to Mars? Is that what that is? Or whatever.
You know, it's everything. Well, think of all the stuff that's up there. It affects everything.
Space weather can disrupt satellite operations, grids, communication systems. So this is very important.
Cool.
Yeah. What if we find a planet that's all corn sweat? They're all just dripping.
Bring a lot of shirts.
Thanks, Dave.
I was sure I left her. Pretty sure you said no way.
Welcome back, DGS. Our buddy Janelle still hanging out. Janelle joins us every Thursday at 3 p.m. and does movie reviews and entertainment analysis and all that kind of stuff. Just generally a friend of ours. I was watching TikTok, as everyone does every day. And for some reason, TikTok thinks I'm as weird as I am. Like, it keeps going like, I don't know, maybe he's into this. And it was some, I guess maybe because I gave karate lessons when I was a child, karate and tap dance, that they thought I would enjoy this. And it was a guy giving karate lessons in his basement to a bunch of normies. But what made me laugh and write it down was the very first lesson I saw was how to take on 8 attackers.
8.
And I'm just like...
Was it Steven Seagal leading the training?
You are adorable. Like... No one's going to be attacked by 8 people.
Well, also, you're not.
And if you are, you're going to lose.
Yeah, unless you are like
unless
an active, trained martial artist.
I watched it. And the whole key was you just got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Like, if you're getting attacked by 8 people, you're going to keep moving.
Here's what you do when you're attacked by 8 people.
Run.
Find the smallest one and try to run through them and keep running.
Yeah.
And be yelling help and call 911 while you're running.
If we all attacked you, who are you fighting first?
Of all of you guys?
Of all of us.
Probably you.
Okay. Get me out of the way?
Yeah. Definitely want to go for the most dangerous one first.
Yeah, that's definitely me.
Probably you. No, I think it is.
Don't they always say you got to hit the biggest guy first? Isn't that the bar fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, thing you got to
You don't want that guy get like sneaking up on you.
Right.
Yeah. I don't ever want to be in any of those things, but that would be the strategy.
If you did attack me, here would be my response.
You should have picked up some lessons from the 8 men fighting. So.
Yeah. Got to keep moving.
You're the choice because you can have that little mean streak, but smaller people I can hold on and I can get away from Andrew. Boom.
Andrew.
Andrew's face.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.